The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Hi. Okay, this is Start Day Terraway, Northwest London. We are looking at, this is on I just got to get the date right, Tuesday 26th. Tuesday 26th, and we are looking at Megillas Rus, part 4, just a few days before Shavuos, before Matan Torah, and we're looking at the fourth chapter, the fourth parak over here. We start with the Vayat Ola Shar Be'yeshev Sham. So the story so far is that we've seen several aspects that we've covered. In the first parak, we noticed the whole emphasis on going back to Sodom, really. Moab is the descendant culture of Sodom. And this goes all the way back into the Torah itself when Lot left Avraham. And he left over the issue of chesed. The chesed, Avraham was busy doing chesed, kindness to everybody. The whole of Shavuos is the great act of chesed, the great act of Matan Torah. And yet, Lot says, I don't want to be the recipient of chesed. As we saw Rashi in the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, says that it's busha, the shame involved in receiving chesed. The one who receives loses. They become dependent, they lose their independence, they feel crushed by it. And this is a real problem, because it means that people don't really want to receive chesed, and they feel destroyed by it, and they're resentful of it, and therefore, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets in the way, and it gets in the way of receiving the Torah, and otherwise it feels crushing. You know, Kof Aleim Harki Gigis, it's just like, we're crushed, we have no choice, no self in this. And Rus enters as the Moavia, as the descendant of Lot. And she is one of those precious elements that Kadosh Baruch Hu had when he said we're going to save Lot and his daughters, because what, they're going to come back. And when the first chapter ended, the first parak ends, we said, Ashava Mr. Moab, she's returning, because she's coming back and she's going to bring an answer. And we saw in the second chapter how at the end of that chapter, after Boaz was looked after, she tells her mother-in-law, Isha Shara CCMO, the guy I looked after today, he's called Boaz. And that's where this is the point that Chazal reads out here, that more than the benefactor does for the recipient does for the benefactor. More than the rich person gives to the poor person does to the rich person. And Rus is saying, I don't live in a world of where dependency means there's givers and there's takers and there's powerful and there's not powerful. I live in a world where you can only produce a mitzvah chesed between two people. And we do it together. And I have an opportunity to let him become a Baal Chesed, Baal Tzedakah. And he gained more than me, but I... That's why she had to interview him and check what his motives were. Did he just see her as a Nebuch? Or no, as he said to her, it's effectively, you're a modern-day Avraham Avinu. You looked after Normie, you left people you didn't know, Small Shilsham, your father's house, all the Lashanis of Avraham Avinu, Ela Amasher, Le'edilcha, the people you didn't even know, Small Shilsham, any time in the past. We saw all of this. And then in the third parak, Normie says, fine, in that case, if you can think like this, you can perform Yibam. And a very strange Yibam. The Yibam that we're talking about here is not the normal yibum in one of the Tired mitzvahs, that if a man dies childless, the brother should marry the widow, marry sister-in-law, and it's the card yibum to chalitza. This is a wider yibum, and it's got many yibums to it, because Rus, the Pashtus, according to many at least, was not even married originally to Machlon, Akilian, and Halacha. The Medrash pretty much says that Beferish, actually, in Rus Rabba, that they never got married, there was no proper kiddushin, and certainly anyway, Boaz is not a brother-in-law, so this is not a normal yibum. This is a conceptual yibum. This is what yibum's trying to teach in the Hakim Shema Meis, to bring the dead back to life. And we're going to see the complications that brings in this parak. But what we saw last time was amazing, was all the way through the third parak, there were creek sieves. There were psukim where it's normally saying, you will go, you're at the go, and you're going to go down to the goyren. But it's written, the ksiv is, you're at the tia goyren, I'm going down to the goyren. You know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Rus replying, saying, Kodesh told me, Eli, everything you say to me, but the ksiv doesn't have the word Eli. As if Rus normally saying, you know, I want you to go down, but I also want you to be going down as me. It's kind of, normally Yibum is that the one brother steps into the shoes of the other and produces, it's a surrogacy, he produces his brother's child. L'hokim shem ameis. This is going to be the child of the deceased person, or the brother, the nifter. But in here, what Normie's really saying is, I don't want Boaz to come back for any matter. I want you to step into the shoes of me. I can't have children anymore, says Normie, so I want you to become me. And normally a person can't do it. The Erev Oinon, Loi Loi Hazera, know that it will never be his child, so he wouldn't do it, he wouldn't go ahead. And in fact, as we see in the Gemara, that it has to be the Shem Shemaim, it has to actually be the Shem Lehokim Shem Aleph. Has to be to establish the name of the person who died. It can't really have other motives to be legitimate, and at least not as primary motives. And Ruth is saying, yeah, I'm happy to do this, because she doesn't see that it's really the opposite of chassid. Normally in chassid, the recipient loses out. In Yibum, the giver loses out. But Ruth is not in a world where people lose out by these things. So here we are. We've arrived. She's gone. And Boaz has said we need to wait till the next day. And that's going to turn out to be really important. So now we're at the beginning of the fourth chapter, the final chapter, which is going to lead us to David HaMelech. Boaz ola shav v'yeshu shav. So Boaz goes up to the gate and sits there. And we know the gate is always where Mishpat, where Dinim took place. And the Redeemer, this one relative is closer, comes past. And this is an amazing, the Rus Rabba, the Medrash Rabba says, he was just hanging out at the gate of the town. No, this is, Rav Eliezer says that Boaz did his chelek, Rus did her chelek, Normie did her chelek. We can't do anymore. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu comes in and does his. And you can't force this, you can't manipulate it. This whole thing will just, Hashem will make it happen. But we do our shadows, we go do our thing. Okay, but Yomer, the boy says, Surah, come over, Shvav, Poy, Ploini, Amoini, Vyasav, Yashav, come sit down. So he does. Then, Vayikach, Asar, Anosh, and Mizikna, Ir, he gathers the 10 elders, Mizikna, Vyav, Shvu, Poy, also they sit down, Vyay, Shavu. And this is where we begin to see who Boaz is. Because to sit at the Shar means you're a Shofet. So we already get the sense that Boaz is a Shofet. We're going to soon see he's not just a local Shofet, but he's a massive Shofet. We already saw, actually, in the second parak when he says you have a racha Hashem, and the Gemara says Eis Las Hashem, he started teaching people to introduce each other, b'mivarech each other using Shem Hashem. Normally you wouldn't be able to do such a thing, but it's very, very clear that Boaz was a big enough shofar that he can enact gzeiros and takanos, and we'll see more of that coming over here. And that means he's one of the big shofarim, the national shofarim. And this is how we identify him with Ibsam. One of the clues that he's Ibsam, because there's only one shofar in order to say for shofarim who it comes from Beis Lechem Yehuda, and that's why he is him. But okay, but Yomer Goel Chalka the Sada Shel Achinu LeLimelech Machor Normi Ashavim Simov. There was a chelik of the field. The chelka means the chelik that belonged to him as Yerusha Seret Yisrael. This is real stuff, and Normi had to sell it. So he says, "Va'ani Amarati Egla Alz Lecholema." So I said, you know what? I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna say, "Kinei Neged Yoshim Neged Zikne Ami." You have a right to buy it back. We know Minat Torah that if a relative loses land because of poverty, that the relatives should come and buy it back. Fine. So he says he should do it. And the imtigal gal, and if you redeem, great. But if you don't, tell me. Veidan, I'm going to know. By the way, the Greek siv, Veidah is the Cree. It's written, Veidah meaning not I will know about it, but Veidah is about her. Meaning that the remez to marriage. In other words, he's already hinting over here what's going to happen, but he's going to make it mafarish very soon. Because there's no one else who can redeem the land except for you, and if you don't, then it's me. Okay, so far there's no chiddush. Not even clear you needed a minion for this. Could have just had a regular based in. Fine. But Yom is a I'm happy. I'll redeem. I'm willing. Now comes a mysterious possibility. Right? The day you buy the field from Normi, and from Rus the Mayavia. This is very interesting. Because what has she got to do with the land? Especially if she wasn't married to Machlon already, then it's not her land. We were just talking about Normi sold the land. It's Elimelech's land. What's Rus the Mayavia got to do with anything over here? But he's introducing the next thing. Aisha's a mace. Karnisi. Lahakim, right? So then, Miad Normi, going to get take it from Normi, Ume Eish Rusam Ma'avia, and from Rusam Ma'avia, talking about the land. Then it says, Eish Rusam Eish, Karnisa, Lahakim Shem Ameis on Nachalosai. So we pronounce the Karnisa, you're going to acquire, it's written Karnisi, I'm going to acquire, but you're going to acquire Lahakim Shem Ameis. You have to marry Rus to reestablish the mace over here. Now, this is amazing on many, many levels. First of all, once again, that it's clear that Rus was not, we're not talking about the Yibam of, we're serious, talking about Elimelech, it's Normi that got to talk about here, not Rus. But the bigger problem is, where does this halacha come from? There's two separate mitzvahs in the Torah. One is Geula, redeeming land, and one is Yibum. Even if you want to say, and here there's certainly no Chi of Yibum. They wouldn't have to, he doesn't have to do Chalitza if he doesn't do Yibum. Okay, it could be a Remez in the Shalat Bishnah, like coming up soon. But in principle, this seems like a completely new halacha. Except when we understand the following. Why do we actually not do Yibum nowadays? So it turns out the reason we don't do Yibum nowadays is because Yibum and Nachal have something in common. That, as I said before, the purpose of Yibum is the Hakim Shema Meis, is to give birth to a child of the person who died. That's what it's there for. Nachalah is the same thing. It's to restore the Nachalah, which literally means inheritance, to restore the land of Eretz Yisrael to the lineage. So you restore it immediately to the family, but you've got to restore it to their future. What Boaz is saying is, do you understand what this is all about, really? You can't just come along and say, a goyel means a redeemer. That's the whole point. The Torah is trying to teach you, you've got to redeem. Redeem means you don't get it, they get it. But you're buying it. It's very nice. You're going to give it to Normie, she's going to die, and you're going to inherit it. So basically, you're buying it for yourself. Right? So that's not Geula. Geula is you restore it to the ancestral home. You restore it to the family forever. But if there is no family, then there's no meaning to Geula. So in this case, as Boaz, it has to be done correctly. And that means you have to be committed to the reconstruction of the whole family itself. By the way, this is an amazing halacha because it's Nogea Lemaisa, certainly in Yibum, right? The mission already tells us in Bikurim, says, why don't we do Yibum nowadays? As at least as a chatchila. Because people can't do the right kavanah. The Gemara Yevamos says, what's the right kavanah? If it's just that's a Kishum Yoisi that he's attracted to, or even Ishum Ishus, the general marriage he wants to marry, that's not called the right kavanah. Right kavanah has to be Lakim Shema Meis. Has to be really, this is about completely giving up oneself to be a surrogate for the brother. That's a whole different level. Rabbi Chanan says the reason we don't do it is that nowadays, I mean, is that not even possible? We hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, so why is it an ikka? Why does it block the capability of the mitzvah? So he has a very interesting lomdus where he says that, based on the Gemara itself, that really speaking, Yibum involves a loisase, involves a lab, involves an issa. Brother in law, sister in law is also, it's one of their rayas. In the Torah says, in the case of being making shem meis, of redeeming and reconstructing the family, asiyaseh, a positive mitzvah comes along, the dochi loisaseh. It puts aside the normal aveira. The Chana wants to say it could be that if you don't have the right kavana, then the aveira comes back. It's not gone. It's just the Torah says, if this is what you're doing, it can override the loisaseh and become mitzvaseh. Interesting concept. But Boaz, the fact that he's saying the same thing, if you don't do these things for the right motive, he's going into even into Geula itself. The whole point is, it's not Geula. It's nothing what you've done. It's a selfish act of buying land. And now he says that, Vayomer Goyel lo uchal ligov. He says, I can't do it. Li, for me, penash is as nachalosi, because I may lose my entire inheritance. Amazing. Well, what is he talking about? Lo uchal, by the way, amazingly, is the same lotion that Lot used, right? So he said, lo uchal limole tahara, I can't run, I'm not able. Lo uchal, he says, lo uchal means that I would love to, but I just can't bring myself to do it. In that case, Lot couldn't bring himself to go back to Avram. Here, the Goyal can't bring himself to marry Rus. I'm not able to redeem that family. Why? Because I might be Ashras Nachalosi. Amazing Loshan. I care about my
Kol Halashon
future. And because I care so deeply about my future, I can't go ahead and restore that family. Now, this could be one of two things. Either because I don't want to have their children, or more, perhaps even more accurately, because we don't see any remedy other than his own children, is, and the Nachla will go to those children, is I don't want people to talk about me having a Moyal VR. What are the neighbors going to say? What are they going to say at my Shidduchah with my children? So I'm married to Giyari, as you can imagine. Remember, this is exactly the problem of the town of Beis Lechem at this point. This is why Ruth, when she comes back into town, suddenly feels like she's a Moyal Via once again. And the prophet tells us that, even though she's now back to Tzav. She's now called it. Every time she's in the context of the town, she becomes a Moyal Via again. And we saw the Boaz themselves is saying that people can't get on with each other. They have to teach them to be Mevorach Hashem, look at each other and say, Hashem Imachem, God through you, Yevorach Hashem. This is the problem. This town has real issues with strangers. We saw it's got very Sodom-like behavior in the beginning. The rich people get out when they don't want to do chesed. It's got a lot of problems, this place. And in this place, what is his reputation going to be like if he marries a stranger outside? And of course, ironically, the person who cares the most about his reputation forever is the person in Tanakh whose name is removed. Some even want to say he's Toiv, but it's not the first in the Pasuk. It's, and they read the Pasuk. But he's called Pliny Almoni, Mr. Nobody. That's what this Megillah teaches. Okay, fine. This was the old Minag in Yisrael. They would make exchanges. The way they do it is Sholabishnalo. You get a kind called Dova to fix anything in the world. They wanted to establish Sholabishnalo. One would take off the shoe, but not on the rail, give it to his friend. Of course, the Ramah here anyway, that may have been done on normal exchanges. His shoe, of course, is Chalitza, right? So that's the Ramah. It's not an actual Chalitza here, but it's a hint to that point. This was how you gave a stamp of something, so it's how you established it. Like in other cases, Tkiyas Kaf, or whatever exactly it is. Tumta, there's different things in history where that's the minhag that shows everybody of both serious, and that's the way it's done. That becomes the Kenyan. He says, you acquire Yishef Na'alai, and he seriously takes off his shoe, transfers the rights to it, and this is. So that's it. So now the Kenyan takes place. And now Bios says to the Kenyan, V'chala Amri says to all the people, Eidim Atem Ayoim, you're witnesses today. Ki Kanisi Eskol Asher Le'Eli Melech, I've acquired everything for Eli Melech, Eskol Asher Le'Chili Le'Mach Le'Miyad Nom, and Mach Le'Mach Le'Miyad, what's that? He's about my Rus, that's Mach Le'Miyad. Why? What's Kilian got to do with it? Darcy's not getting anything with Machlon and Kilian. He's getting Elimelech. And Elimelech owns all that his children own. So he's getting everything that belonged to the family. The Gam is for some Moyavia, Ashes Machlon. He's now saying Moyavia. Why? Because he has now basically established the halacha, clarified the Din Torah. That when we say Le'yavi Moyavi, the Kal Hashem, that a Moabite can't enter, a Moabite man can't enter into the Kal Hashem, into Klal Yisrael, can't be married. And that's Moabi below Moabiyah. How did he establish that din? And this is why it was so important as a Goya. Because in front of 10 people, the Shofet, this is how we see it, is godless as a Shofet. He can be Goyish to Halacha and Paskin it. He's told them, and they've established the fact that 10 of them, and they're effectively the local Sanhedrin, and they haven't opposed him. When he told the Goya, you've got to marry Rusa Moabiyah, and the girl said, I can't do it, right? But the Zganim all said, Mutter in Torah. That was the establishment of the din. Here it is. Moyavi below Moyavi. We haven't had a Moyavi come back to this all since Matan Torah. This is the moment that we're going to establish our halacha. And Boaz is the one who clarifies the drosha. And now Boaz can come himself and marry her. Had he done it in the beginning, he'd have been Nogea. As it was, he says, look, I am a Goyal, but I believe you can do it. And the Zikna are maskim. They agree. And that means it's Paskins, and that's the halacha. And that's it. Now he's saying, okay, Zakenim. So now that we agreed up to Halacha, now that I'm the next in line in the Goyal, now I'm going to marry her. And I'm doing it, I'm re bringing back the dead. I'm bringing back Elimelech. And Rus is going to be Normi for the sake of this. Amazing. Now, and that's it. These are all members of Sanhedrin. The Zohar Chodesh actually said, quoted as saying that these were actually the Sanhedrin, they're from the Sanhedrin Agudah, even. Makes sense if he's the Shofet HaTorah. Okay. By Yom Cholam, and now watch what happens. This is amazing. Asher B'Shar, who are at the gates of Zakenim and all the Zakenim. What do they say? They say they're Eidim, and what do they say? Yitin Hashem is the Isha. Habayel Be'Secha Karachel Uchaleah. This is a town that a short while ago made Rus feel so uncomfortable. But remember, Rus has been teaching us lessons all the way through, and Boaz has been teaching the town lessons all the way through. And these lessons, although Pliny Almoni thought, no, this town will never accept it if I'm married, they've all just seen a Sanhedrin sitting there. They've all just seen Boaz sitting there. They've all seen them all say, yes, correct. They've seen the God of Dara say, I want Rus. And all the messages that have been going all the way through have now been absorbed. And look at what they say. She shall come out Beisach Karochel Uchaleo. This is not an outsider. We see this Gioris as this great tzaddikus. We see her as an she won't be Ka'amahoi, because I'll say, but Ki'imahoi. She's going to be one of the mothers of Yisrael. Look who she is. This is amazing. Right? And look at Uchaleo. And Bonashtem, it's crazy talk. Rus, who you flying our money thought we won't accept. What are you talking about? We see her as an imma, as a mother. She's going to build Klal Yisrael. Of course she does. She brings Mashiach into the world. But notice something else, and Tanchuma brings this, and Rashi brings this all the way back in Vayetze, is that
Remember, all the way through the history of Klal Yisrael, there's a schism between the Bnei Rachel and Bnei Leah. Bnei Rachel said Bnei Leah fell Yosef into Avdus. Later on, the Malchus will split, and it will be the Bnei Yosef, who we are often Ben Avot, who divides from Bnei Yehuda, from Bnei Rachel, from Bnei Leah. This is always how it's going to be. Klal Yisrael will always split along the centrality of Moshiach ben Yosef, Moshiach ben David, and it's when they can come together, when Klal Yisrael no longer sees itself as tribally fighting each other, like unfortunately happens in the end of Sefer Shoftim, the Mice of Yiftach, when Ephraim and Manasseh fight each other, and then at the end, when Binyamin is nearly wiped out, when we can bring Klal Yisrael together, then we have Yisrael, and then we can bring Geula to the world. And look at this, all the way there. Who are these people? These are Bnei Leah. And this Rashi brings, it's actually Tanchuma in Pashva Yetzei, that ultimately these Bnei Leah put Rachel first. To Rachel Uchalea. This is amazing. First of all, I'm saying it's not just our mother's building Klal Yisrael. Rachel's also Choshev. They're both Choshev. It's not, you see, they've got to the attitude that Rus taught. It's not one's up there for the other's down. It's not the greater Leah is the less great Rachel is. As a rabbah, we need both to build Klal Yisrael, just like you need both to build a Ma'aseh Chesed. There's no winners and losers. When we work together, it's everybody. We're different organs in the body. The heart cares that the lungs doing well. Yes, he wants the lungs to do well. It's not a problem. It's brilliant. It's not that I need you to do badly for me to do well. This is not what the old way of thinking about chesed is. Oh, you're an Oni Nebuch, and now I can feel good. No, this is we build things together. So it's not a threat to the Bnei Leah if Rachel is also important, and it's not a threat to the Bnei Leah if she's a Keres Abayis. She's the whole purpose, the whole reason that Yaakov ended up marrying Leah was for Rachel. They have no problem. They're not threatened by it anymore. This is what Rus has achieved and Boaz has achieved. They've changed. It's down to Beis Lechem that began with the rich not wanting to do chesed. Has now got to the point where everybody's now embracing of a vision that includes everybody. So I say, Chayil Befros, the Koroshem Beis Lechem, Koroshem Beis Lechem. By Heat Beis Cha, Kaveis Peret. And the house should be like Beis Peret, Asher Yolda Toma Yehuda. Who, right, the Toma gave birth to Yehuda. Why are we going back there? Zerah Shehitin Hashem Lecha, Menanara, Zayt. Why are we talking about Peretz? Because Peretz is also Yibam. The last great Yibam in Klal Yisrael was Yehuda and Toma. Okay, amazing. So Yikach Boaz is Rus, Vaitilo, Le'isha, Vayovela, and so they get married. And in fact, that was the Lashon, right? Vayitein Hashem lo Heroyon, Vateilet Bein. She gave birth. Okay, Vatemana Noshim al Normi. Now the women turn to Normi, not to Rus. The Normi say, Baruch Hashem Hashalai Yishvitz Lecha Lach Goyal Ayayim Vayikari Shmoy Bissal. Baruch Hashem who gave you a Goyal. What if he gave you a Goyal? So you're going to call the name yourself. Vayal Lach, this child will be the Meshav Nefesh Lechalke El Esev Aseich. It will bring back your life and restore you in your old age. Ki Chalosech is your daughter-in-law Asha Ahev Aseich, right? The daughter-in-law who loves you. Yoladatu, she gives birth, right? Ashahi toivalach mishiva bonim. She's better for you than seven children. In other words, this they have seen the gadlus of Rus, who in the beginning they may have shunned, and Boaz taught them not to, and eventually they chapped her gadlus, and now they realize how great she is. She's better than Sheva bonim. Now, by tikach Normi as a yelid, that the incredible thing happens. Normi takes the child to sheseil b'cheikav atilo l'amenas. This can mean one of a few things. Either it can be a nace, she literally is able to nurse the child, or it means that she conceptually she has it, or it means that we're talking about Rus, but Rus is acting as Normie. But whichever one it means, it doesn't matter. Rus has given birth to Normie's child. That's the incredible act of the Yibam. She's also been making shame on nace. They've brought back Elimelech's child because Rus has stepped in for Normie, and Boaz has stepped in for Elimelech, and they've brought back Normie's child. They've brought back Elimelech's child. But the Kerenol Yashchein is shame. Leimal Yulad Bein the Normi. They're saying Normi has a child. But the Kerenol Shmoy Oyved, and they call his name Oyved. That is who's Oyved. So this is exactly how they look at the amazing Amshach. Who Avi Yishai Avi David. So this unbelievable Rus's apparent self-sacrifice, nullification of her ego, has brought into being David HaMelech, because that's what it takes to produce a Malchus. You can have a memshala, you can have a government, you can have a dictator as the gross, or you can have a power without malchus. But malchus is not, malchus is less than the garmi klum. My ego isn't there. The melech is not the most humble person in the world, like Shaul was. That doesn't work. The melech is David. David is all about love, but David is also about no self. As it tells me, Chavashol, I dance for the Oren. Forget about my dignity is ruined. It's Klal Yisrael's dignity. That's all I am. It's the force that brings all the Shvatim and all the individuals together and builds a oneness, a single body, Ke'ish Echad Velev Echad, like one, so that each one of us needs the other to succeed. There is no mockum for jealousy and for I'm the giver, you're the taker. We're all building everything together all the time. It's what Rus has taught. The Eilat told us, Paris, now let's get back to Paris. And so Ruzza stepped out to bring Normie back and to bring David HaMelech into the world. And the Medrash course tells Chazal tell us that Adam Rishon looks into the future and sees a koyach that's going to be born and die on the day that it's born. And that koyach is David HaMelech. And Adam says to Hashem, well, why have you got no life? And Hashem says, you want to give him? Adam says, fine, I'll give 70 years of my life. And that means David HaMelech's entire existence is not an ego. It's all of the world and all of Klal Yisrael that's brought together in him. So it seems that Rus has stepped away. In expanding it, in her ego, she just lost herself. We saw the way through. She refused to just lose herself. The Torah says, no, she lost her ego. She lost her shrunken identity as a small self. She was able to give that away easily. But in replacement, she didn't lose herself. She deepened herself. She became the Chubazol Kabbalah Satori of Klal Yisrael. Her name disappeared from the last few psukim, and instead she became the whole Sefer. She became the story that teaches us how to be Makabal Torah from Hashem, us how to build a Klal Yisrael that can be Makabal Torah, and us how in sharing with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, we actually bring into fruition the entire Rosh Hashanah. So this Sefer has been, we've at least skimmed the Mahalchim that Chazal seem to take through it. And I hope there's been something of a Torah for everybody. You should be very to deep and real Kabbalah Satorah and the simplest man matin Torah Seinu, that we should be able to celebrate once again Be'ez Hashem in the Beis HaMikdosh with the Oim in the beginning and the Shtei Alechem and Shavuot, and the real Kabbalah Satorah should be in Heir of the Amin.
The Shir you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.